Gloria Taban, a mother of a six-year-old boy, says she feels harassed whenever immigration officers at the airport ask her to present a letter from her son's father authorizing her to travel with him outside the country. Taban says she is a single parent who separated years back from her son's father, and ever since then she has shouldered the responsibility of caring for her son on her own. Taban says on one occasion immigration officers forced her to make phone calls to her son's father or her child will not be allowed to travel back to school in Nairobi. Taban says she was saddened to learn her son's paternal uncles were the only ones to come and confirm that she wasn't trafficking her own child.
This is a deadbeat dad. I tried to reach out to him. His number was not going through. So he told me, no, now what you need to do, you need to reach out to the paternal side. If it's an uncle to this child of yours, it can be a brother, a cousin brother, reach out to that male to be the one to come. And you just see, look at how our patriarchal society is really of disadvantage. I have to reach out to a male. If it's not a male from the paternal side, my son was to be detained here until he misses that flight. Send them all documentation to show that I am not trafficking this child. But these people were not yet satisfied.
Christine Kide says she experienced similar treatment from immigration officers when she tries to travel with her child to Uganda for Christmas in 2020. Kide says she went to the passport and immigration office in Juba so she could process a temporary travel permit for her child, but was told by officers in charge she needed permission from her spouse. Kide says the officers refused to process her child travel permit, saying women have no authority to process a child legal documents.
Is there anything in our law talking about that? You're like, no, we don't have time for discussion. Just go and look for the father. There's no father. There's no temporary permit. I was frustrated and I was supposed to travel the next day. So I had to call the dad and he was in a very busy meeting. I told him that if at all you don't come and witness for this kid, there's no way he's going to travel. So they want us to get your approval for him to get a temporary permit.
Many women commenting on social media platforms have called such procedures at checkpoints barbaric and a violation of women's rights. They say mothers should be accorded all the rights of fathers who travel with their children. Civil rights activist Manasi Mathiang says he too faced questions at an immigration checkpoint when he was traveling with his then 4-year-old son in 2018. Mathiang says officers ask him to explain the whereabouts of his wife, then ask him to call the mother to verify what he said. Still, Mathiang agrees that South Sudan has been hostile towards women in general and says there is need for clarity from Ministry of Interior regarding the rights of single mothers.
I think there needs to be clarity when it comes to what the law says. What is the right procedure? Because this is something that women go through every day. I've had of relatives who are single mothers that have had a hard time traveling. The fathers of the kids are nowhere to be found, and they have to do a lot of explanations in the airport and all of that. It needs to be a bit more clear to the citizens what is the procedure.
The spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, Major General Daniel Justin, says the restrictions have been stipulated in the Family and Migration Act. Justin says the laws applies to men and women, but most complaint they receive from fathers is that their wives have run away with their children. He says in South Sudan, many children are cared for by single mothers, which causes problem when women try to travel with their kids without the father.
Don't come to the airport and you say it by your mouth that I am a single mother and all this. No. In South Sudan, we don't have this issue of single mother. You see, what we have is that a lady get pregnant out of a lot of things, you know, for example, without knowing even the husband and so on. So here, the parents will take care of the mother as well as the child. See, this is common to us. But if such a case and you want to travel, you are to go to immigration before and tell them this is 1-2. They will ask for your parents. At the same time, they will, if they are not convinced, they may ask the chief of your chief. He will come and testify.
Under Article 16, the South Sudan Passports and Immigration Act 2011, South Sudanese nationals and alliance holding non-diplomatic passports may not be allowed to depart South Sudan if the South Sudanese national is a minor and not in the company of his or her parent or guardian, or traveling without their written consent in the manner prescribed by regulation. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.